brand new LCP.
You guys are tuned in right now to an LCP short. Ladies, this one's for you. Ladies, this question is for you. Do natural black women still exist? Now, I'm going to boo myself from the jump because I already know in 2023, even by me asking that question, a lot of you ladies are going to say, well, stop telling women what to do. John, mind your business, because I know now those are the preconditioned narratives that social media has taught you to say. But I'm simply saying, black women are beautiful. Like going in Target, going in Walmart, and seeing a natural black, like, that shit is unmatched. Like, can't nothing compare to going in Walmart, going in Target, being at the park, and you see a natural black woman walking to you, walking towards you, talking to you at the fucking grocery store, at the supermarket. Nothing can compare to that shit. I mean, natural hair, no makeup. You don't got no fucking waist trainer. Now, how you say it? Is it a faja, a faja? I think it's F-A-J-A. I was on Instagram, this was like last week sometime, and I seen a girl complain. She was like, yeah, I don't like when I wear certain things, my legs, and, you know, sometimes my stomach don't really fit right in the thing. And they was like, hey, you should buy the XYZ shit. I'm like, what the fuck is that? Of course, like, I forgot the fucking name. But once she said the name, I went to Google and I Googled it. It's like a whole fucking suit to where, like, you put the shit on and it makes your thighs be tighter. It slims your stomach instantly. It gives you a butt. I'm like, that's some bullshit. And now under her comment, it was about 500 replies. Oh, I got that. Oh, yeah, girl, go get that. And I'm like, God damn. As a woman, there's so many fucking contraptions you got to where I don't like my ass. Boom, you can buy ass pads. Boom, I don't like my titties. Now, I remember back in middle school, I ain't going to say a name, but it started with a J. And you guys who went to middle school with me, y'all know who I'm talking about. To where it was a whole bullying incident because, you know, come to find out, she was in class one day and for some reason, I don't know what the fuck was going on, but class was hot. The classroom was hot as shit. Of course, with it being hot, she started sweating. Her titties started sweating, and we seen tissue. We like, whoa, 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 what the fuck is going on? Come to find out, she was stuffing tissue inside her bra to make her titties look bigger. And this was in middle school. I think this was like, shit, fifth or sixth, one of them shits. Went to 145 in the Bronx, New York, and she was stuffing tissue in her fucking shirt. And of course, back then, that was the anomaly, but now it's fucking normal. Like I said, you don't like your stomach? Boom, it's a ways to fix it. You don't like how your legs look? Boom, you could squeeze them tight. You could put fucking contraptions on and fix it. You don't like how your face look? You can't afford makeup? Boom, there's filters. Now, when you go outside, boom, there's makeup. I don't like my hair? Boom, I could throw on a wig. I don't like my hair? Boom, I could throw on a weave. I want my hair to look whitish? Boom, there's ways to do that. I don't like my stomach? Boom, you could go outside with the fucking waist trainer, the body slimmer, the couture, the fire, all this fucking bullshit. Do natural black women exist anymore? Now, I know that they exist because I see them. Like, it's times I be in Publix, I be in Target, I be at the park jogging, and I see natural black woman, but it's like, when is that going to come back in style? And again, maybe it's me. I feel like that a lot of that naturalness went out of style because of social media. And how a lot of times, like, you can feel good about yourself, but now when you go on an app and now you're seeing celebrity A, oh my God, oh, their stomach, their body, they just had a baby and they already got a six pack. Like, all this fucking drooling over motherfuckers you see on social media has changed the game. It made being natural, because you guys who've been with the podcast since day one, you guys can go back in my fucking episode rolling. I have always been a supporter of natural beauty. Always. But for some reason, as social media has taken off further and further, every time I champion natural beauty, a lot of black women take it as hate. Oh, natural beauty. Oh, so you say that if we not natural, we not good. And I'm like, what the fuck? Because now if I say, hey, natural black beauty is ugly, then it's an issue. I say natural black beauty, it's amazing, I love it. So what about those who aren't natural? And it's like, damn, and I'm not the only man that feel this way. I'm not the only person that feel this way. Because I've had this conversation with other women. And they also want to know, when are natural black women going to come back in style? Or is that simply something that we have to just suck it up as, hey, that shit gone. It's never coming back. Now, this clip is from the Daily Wrap-Up crew. It's about maybe 30 seconds long. Listen to what they had to say, because I'm not the only person who has this thinking, like, when are natural black women going to come back in style?
Be honest with you, I love black women, and the one thing that I love about black women is the natural beauty of black women. I don't know what natural black women look like anymore. Some women are going out and getting these BBLs, y'all getting these wigs, these makeups. I don't know what a natural black woman looks like anymore. Y'all supposed to be the prototype, and I believe it, but y'all are the main ones going out and getting these BBLs. So if y'all are the prototypes, why are y'all feeling the need to get BBLs? Why are y'all feeling the need to get these extensions and wigs and weaves and makeups if y'all are the prototypes? I'm gonna be honest with you.
I want to clap it up, man. I feel like, because he's right, and it's a valid question. Now, at the end, the lady said, well, because we want some enhancements. Now, motherfuckers can't be accountable. Motherfuckers can't admit. But a lot of those enhancements that people want is because of social media. You go on there. You see your friends. My friend is using this filter. Oh, I like how she looked with that filter. I want to use that filter, too, because I love how it covers up her skin. It covers up her flaws. It covers up her blemishes. And I'm just like, God damn, that's how people say that body dysmorphia is real. And that's something that, and when I do the research and I look at the studies, that's something that, and now it's a study I posted on social media about 2 weeks ago, to where 90% of women on social media use some type of filter enhancement. About 90, that's like, if you go outside and you see 10 women, 9 of those women use some type of filter enhancement to enhance themselves when they go online. And the top used filters are ones that hide your blemishes, ones that tuck your jawline in, or ones that can potentially make you look slimmer. So that's why I say, man, with this LCP short, I just want to raise the question. And I also want to remind the woman, but especially the black woman out there, that you are beautiful. I don't care if the fucking Instagram apps disappear tomorrow. Natural black beauty is amazing. It's great. And it should be back in style, because I remember the days where you go outside and, or even in middle school and high school, where like pre-social media in my generation, it was none of this shit. So you go outside and you see girls playing football. You go outside, you see the baddest looking girl in the fucking school playing basketball. And you look at her, you like, damn, she is still bad. She still looks amazing. But once social media came, of course, there's positive to it, you know, in relation to business things, networking, even with me with the podcast, to where I can network and communicate with motherfuckers who don't even live in the U.S. But with the positives, you got to take the negatives, which is natural black woman is fading away. But you guys be safe. Hope you guys enjoy this LCP short. Again, you guys can always support. My Cash App is $NYCStory718. My Venmo is Lunchroom Chatter Pod. Stay tuned. Stay locked in. And as always, man, let your friends
brand
know.
Brand new LCP.
If you love the podcast, do not keep it. Don't keep it to yourself, motherfucker. You let a podcast tell your mama, your auntie, your coworker, your baby cousin, your baby niece, nephew. Let them know to stay locked in to that.
Brand new LCP.